This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, December 21st. God's word to you today is good news. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 9, verse 6, from the King James Version, and it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Christmas is very unique for several reasons, and I will explain why. The Christmas season is very unique because it is the season we have chosen to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. The Christmas is particularly very unique because every time you are celebrating the birth of Jesus, it means that you are still alive and you still value Christ, which means you are still saved. I am trusting that God will do a special work in our lives in this special season, in Jesus' name. Please read Matthew 2, verses 1 to 16. Jesus coming to this world was surrounded with a lot of drama. First, there was no room for him. Next, some king wanted to kill him, and because of him, perhaps thousands of other children were killed. Thousands of families were sorrowing because the enemy wanted to get at and kill Jesus. But the flip side of this is, it shows that God is always able to protect you, in spite of how strong the enemy can be. Most times, we look at the errors of this world and we think there is no hope, or that we do not stand a chance. But I announce to you today that your God is bigger than Herod. There are three aspects of the story in Matthew 2 verses 1 to 16 that I will be looking at over the next few days, even as we celebrate Jesus' birth, the birth of our Savior. The three aspects are divine guidance, the people, and the gifts. Christmas is a very busy period, and the story is told of a lady who wanted to send out cards to about 50 people she had penned down. But she was so busy at work, it was almost impossible. So the day before Christmas, she rushed into a store to pick up a pack of 50 cards and began to write, "I love you so much," on every single card, and she began to ship the cards out. On Christmas morning, she was excited because so far, she had only two cards she had not been able to send out. So she sat down to address the cards and decided for the first time to read the Christmas message on the card, only to discover the message read, "I'm sending your Christmas gift. Merry Christmas." She was confused and furious because she had promised gifts to over 40 people that she obviously was unable to deliver on. But we have a God that not only promises us, but he delivers on his promises. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the gift of your Son. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.